This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, some good friends who are back again. It's Celette Swan and Roman Moriket, Gypsy Soul. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. It's been a while.
Congratulations on what is effectively 20 years now. You guys met back in 1996 or thereabouts, so it's been about 20 years that you guys have been together and making music, so congratulations on that milestone.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Thank you.
And if I have done the math correct, True, the new record, is number 13.
You did well.
Yeah. Yes. That's a lot of music.
You know what they say, keep trying, keep putting it out.
Someday you'll get it right.
Yeah. Sometime we'll get it right.
All right, so across the 13 records, one of the things that pops up all the time when people try to talk about your music is genre defying. And that can be a good thing, but also a tricky thing to try to figure out where do you fit? Like, where do you go with your music? This many years later, what are you doing now musically that you weren't doing on those first few albums in the 90s in terms of stylistically?
It's a very good question. We're actually limiting ourselves even less. And not that that is a marketing, an easier marketing tactic, but we kind of threw all of that stuff out when we went into the studio to record this. We wanted to actually represent the songs how they were written. And if it had a country twang to it, or if it had a bluesy feel to it, or a jazz kind of groove to it, that's how the songs came out.
And we didn't edit ourselves.
We didn't edit ourselves.
Or go, what's the market going to want? Oh, what's this? We know, how are we going to get this on radio? We just went, this is the record we're making. We're independent. Why don't we just do what we want? That's why we're doing this.
You know, we please ourselves first, and we write music that we think our fans will like, but if they don't like it or they don't enjoy this record, they might like the next one. But we have to perform these songs every night. We have to write songs that we feel good about that kind of authentically speak, you know, our vision of the song. So, and the other thing with this record is that it was a kind of a cross between a studio record and a live record. We called it a performance record because most of the takes were one or two takes, and they were live in the studio.
Roman, you're usually the guy behind most of the music of the song, so that's got to be a lot more satisfying rather than sitting recording nothing but bass drum for 4.5 minutes, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
exactly.
You know, a little mind-numbing.
Yes, it can be. Thank you. Actually, it was fantastic working with Dennis over at, I think it's Pacifica, the studio at Pacifica, I think is what he calls it. And Dennis is, he's an old-school engineer, so for me to go into that studio was like going back in time, actually. It was like, that's how I started playing either on Tridents or Neves or SSLs. You know, English, thank you very much. you know, we do a couple of things right. Cars, not so much, but recording boards, not bad, actually. Yeah. Equipment, we're pretty good
musicians.
At it. Musicians, yes, some bands. We got a couple of good bands. But it was fantastic for me to just go into the room, the live room, and just concentrate on being a musician. And obviously I'm producing because I'm listening as well and listening to how we want to arrange stuff. But we rehearsed some of the things beforehand to make sure that everybody knew the parts. And we just went in there and we tried it a couple of times. I think Alleluia was the second take, the one that we used. And Mirabelle was the second take as well. So, you know, you kind of blow out the cobwebs the first time and then go, okay, let's do it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of surrender of ego as well, because you're like, this is it. We're only going to give this a couple takes. And you go in and we're really in service to the song. The song is the master and sort of dictates what we're going to do. So it was exciting and scary at the same time.
Gypsy Soul, my guest today live in the JPR studios. Their brand new record is called True. It is out on their own label called Off the Beaten Track Recordings. All of them have been on that, haven't they? Like since the beginning?
We had a couple that were on, we had a Warner Brothers one.
We had a Warner Brothers licensing deal, which was interesting.
That was another era, though, in the music world, wasn't it?
It was kind of a lifetime ago. It was a Christmas record that, interestingly, was released around January 12th.
Well, that's handy. Very helpful.
Yeah. So,
because we were touring before then for the record, and it wasn't available till January 12th.
Methinks a few heads rolled over that release, but so we've had some experience with licensing deals, and when it's the right relationship, it's awesome to have that kind of help. But most of the time, it's Roman and I relying on each other to get it done.
And our fans.
So that's Swan, Roman Moriket, they're Gypsy Soul. They're live today on JPR. The new record is called True. Information on the shows and the record at gypsysoul.com. You're going to play us a few things today. What is first?
We're going to do Mirabelle. And this song was so cool because it came to me in a dream. The entire story presented itself in a dream. And I had to kind of put the pieces together of these weird tangents. And when we discovered when Mirabelle came to light, we did a little research. A friend helped us, and we realized that the Mirabelle sisters were named by the United Nations. They were named for International Women's Day, and they had been slain in the Dominican Republic. And the woman who came to me in my dream, maybe it was Mirabelle, but I heard Mirabelle, and she told me, you need to tell my story. You need to encourage people to speak their truth, no matter what the consequences are. And then when we found out that International Women's Day was named for her family, it just kind of was like, wow, we have to do this song. So here we go. You seem to know me well. You came into my dreams like a faint melody played on the edge of angel wings. And only you know why that you chose me to share your story. It's in the heart of this song that your spark lives on. Our lives are parallel. You're really every girl, hoping to find a way before all her dreams fade. And now I feel that I must speak this truth. I do believe in you. Oh, your life was dimmed for good, so misunderstood. Celestial, lost and found, and there's so much that you've shown me. That truth is always free. An act of bravery, live it fearlessly.
That is Mirabelle. It's music from the brand new record called True. Gypsy Soul live today in the JPR studios. GypsySoul.com is the web address. It's Celeste Swan on vocals, Roman Morikit on guitars today. Celeste, you mentioned that you were not editing so much nowadays. Was there a time earlier on where you were kind of pursuing that gold vein, as you identified it a little bit, to try to figure out where to go musically?
Yeah, I would say so. I think in the beginning, when we started in 96, when we started making albums, it was our first, was it a CD in those days?
Yeah. A CD.
And I think we had a lot more structure. We had listened to a lot more popular music, and we wanted a record deal. Roman had come off a big record deal of A&M Records in England, and we're like, in those days, you didn't really hear of independent bands. The fact we had put out our CD by ourselves attracted some record labels. We ended up signing a deal with a record label in the beginning, but we had already made the video, and we had already made the CD, so we were really, you know, kind of a tasty prospect for them. They didn't have to bone up too much money in the beginning. They paid for a radio campaign and a few publicity things. But I think in those days, we actually spent more time kind of honing our sound to be a little more commercial.
We were younger.
Well, and you guys over the years have also had a tendency to select a couple of tunes to revisit. And that's certainly the case on the new record. Sort of like when you go back and redo a kitchen a little bit, right? It was fine at the time, but now you have a different sensibility. Let's go give it a little bit different treatment.
Yeah, exactly.
We did remodel a couple of tunes.
We did. We wanted a Viking range, you know, for this next one. But Sandals in the Snow was that one.
I never liked the original version. It was a little too jolly for the subject matter. I kind of got that guitar part wrong.
Really?
I admit it freely. Wow. You heard it here on JPR.
Well, it was what it was in the moment. I mean, we had a reaction to an experience, and we came home immediately and wrote that song. And, you know, you weren't editing yourself, but then when we visited it later, we were like, this is a pretty serious subject about homelessness, and the song sounds really happy. And a lot of people are kind of bopping their heads, and we're like,
That's not what we meant.
It's the classic story about Suzanne Vega's Luca.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Like it's a super happy, bubbly song about domestic violence.
Yeah.
Completely depressing and subject matter.
Do you guys schedule dedicated band work days? Or do the songs come more organically than that?
We actually, you know what, it's interesting. With the last two records, we did sit down and go, okay, we're going to write now. Which was very unusual for us because normally usually started with me. Most songs start with me. And I'll come to Celeste with an idea of something. But this, we sat down together with no ideas and just go, okay, what do we want to say? What do we want to write? What have you heard that inspires you? And I'll tell you what I've heard that inspires me. And we would kind of listen to bits and pieces of records and songs and go, oh, I kind of like how this does this. And I'd love to have a song that did this. And then start from there.
Did it work?
Yes.
It did. And also what we were experiencing at the time, we had had a little breakup with a management company that was really full of promise. And we realized somewhere along the way in the relationship, the guys that we were with were really kind of old school thinking, and our new way of being
new paradigm
of being an independent. They had all been major label cats, and they couldn't really understand what we were talking about. We don't have millions of dollars to throw at a song to make it a hit. We have to go out and perform it live, and we just were not gelling in our idea process. So we actually, Your Kind, the first song on the album, was a little bit of a, let's lick our wounds after that relationship, and that came out. And it really could apply to a couple, but in our case, it applied to an industry that doesn't really, it's an artist industry, but it doesn't support the artists per se.
So did the kinds of songs that came out of that dedicated day shape up differently than the songs that had preceded it?
You know, it's interesting actually, because I always know if we've hit a little something when we've been writing, if it's going to work. You know, in a broader sense, i.e. on a record, because everything will just download and I'll hear exactly what I want to do with it. I mean, oftentimes you get in the studio and you can just write to, write to tape, as it were, and just kind of do stuff that way. And, you know, the instrumental, I did that, although I had a very specific idea about what I wanted to do with that one too. But I always know when it's a song that we're going to end up doing. I mean, we come up with hundreds of ideas and we have stuff sitting around, but, you know, just because you can write lots and lots of songs doesn't mean they're any good, you know? So, you know, you try and pick the best that you can out of what you're doing. And, you know, usually that's a marker for me. I'll hear something and go, oh, that's where that's going to go. Oh, that's what I want to do. And it will just download and I'll just go in the studio and I can record very, very quickly, you know, just because I know exactly what I want to do. It's like, oh, there it is.
But sometimes you'll write a melody and I'll hear it over a week or so and I'm just like doing dishes or something glamorous like that. And a completely different melody idea will come. He's like, I never would have seen that song going in that direction, but let's go with it, because that's what you're hearing. That's what you want to sing. And
yeah, I didn't want to edit Scylla either. It's just like, you know, just tell me what you think. Yeah.
I'm a very stream of consciousness writer. You know, sure, there has to be structure or we'd have 12-minute songs all the time. But we're very organic writers and it keeps it fun and it keeps us on our toes. But again, we don't edit which style we're going to go for, you know. Yeah. It's more fun that way for us.
The new collection of songs are on the album called True. It's the latest release from Gypsy Soul. Scylla Swann and Roman Morikit are live today in the JPR studios. You have another tune for us?
We do.
Absolutely. This is called You're Everything to Me.
I've been waiting a long, long time for you. Living each day and only getting through. I almost gave up on thoughts of me and you. Was lost inside of no point of view. And love was the door and you were the key. You became my heart's new discovery. Things ain't always what they seem to be. Talk of ancient tales, future mysteries. You're the beauty within the story's flaw. My perfect crime, a natural outlaw. And you're my autumn, you're my spring. You're the river running through me. And you're my heart's true currency. You're everything, everything to me. There is so much more can never know. Gotta trust sweet nature's lamb and flow. You're the moment when I transcend a new beginning and my happy end. You're the right angle that rounds my curves. You're my courage when I have lost my nerve. And you're my autumn, you're my spring. And you're the river running through me. And you're my heart's true currency. You're everything, thank you. my autumn, you're my spring. You're everything, everything to me. You're
That is Gypsy Soul live today in the JPR Studios. Music from their new record called True. Information on the band and the album at gypsysoul.com. You were talking about the way the songs came together for the new record for True. Are you still thinking about albums as a collection of 10 songs and how they're ordered in a world where everybody is short attention span theater these days? And
Indeed.
Oh, no, we absolutely do. I mean, it just, we can't help it. It's just... You know, I still listen to CDs as though you're going to flip the record over. You know, it's the two halves of a record. You know, I still sequence the record that way.
Well, and they're all coming back now on vinyl.
Yes, they are. We would love to have this album as vinyl, but it's quite expensive to do, so we'd have to see what the demand is.
It was like a third of Amazon's music profits last Christmas were from vinyl.
Wow, that's
pretty impressive.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, and the Music Coop. I mean, they do killer stuff with vinyl there.
And they've got a fantastic collection, of course, of music. Yeah. But the album, the vinyl there, they have such an amazing collection, actually.
So over the years, obviously, your music has shifted a little bit in terms of the elements that make up a Gypsy Soul song. Has your audience changed along with the music over the years? Or do you still see some of the same folks and have the same fan base?
Oh, it's expanded, but it's still the same fan base. I mean, we have people that have been seeing us for 20 years.
We have some fans that have been to about 8 or 9 states, and they'll make a vacation out of it, and it's a true honor. It's so beautiful. And these fans were also the fans that helped us raise $52,000 in 2 different fundraisers.
For this record.
For this record. And we felt such a huge responsibility to write the best possible record we could make for them. And so when you're asking kind of, are you writing for a genre-specific thing, ours was just about excellence. This record has to be the best thing we can possibly produce. And it's really cute. When we do shows, we are seeing some younger fans and we're also seeing older fans. But thank God, the people who like our music still buy CDs. You know, we don't have an 18-year-old group that are used to, you know, downloading.
Not that we're opposed to it, but, you know. Yeah. It's a different thing these days.
And over the years, you guys have had some pretty decent placements as well for your songs, yep. TV, yes. Film, stuff like that. That's got to be bringing in a completely different audience depending on what show picks up a song.
Right.
Yes, and it's global. We get emails from people in Yugoslavia or Singapore or whatever, and they're like, oh, I finally found the song I saw on that TV show, and it's really sweet. So we try to keep in touch with everybody. Facebook's wonderful for that. But for touring, we always ask that people get on our emailing list because Facebook has some interesting algorithms, and sometimes your events don't get into the the timeline of the people that are your friends and fans. So we've had to learn some workarounds, but email for us is still, you know, kind of old fashioned that way.
Well, speaking of touring, you have a flat tire, Solette.
I do.
That's got to make touring a little more difficult. You've got a broken what?
I have a beautiful wine-colored cast on my broken fibula, which is the rotator bone on the left side of the left foot. And then, just for extra credit, I got a torn ligament and a chipped bone on the right side of the same foot. Thank goodness it was the same foot. So it happened Christmas Day. Kind of a bummer, and it's the gift that
joy
keeps on
to
giving.
The world. Yeah.
Yeah, I was singing a few choice songs that day. And
none of which are broadcast suitable, guessing.
Not broadcast
suitable.
That's
part of the
suitable.
Deadly
no.
Seven.
So I had a few choice words, but you know what? It's when I get a little grumpy about it, because everything takes literally 2 or 3 times longer, like bathing or dressing, like putting your pants on backwards and you're hopping, and it's really lovely. But I kind of have to remind myself it's not terminal and it is, in fact, fixable, and I'll get through this. But I probably will have a total of about 20 weeks in a cast. So that's going to go full on into our touring season. So, yeah.
That probably makes it a little bit more difficult. The choreography is on the down low for a few of those high-energy Gypsy Soul shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
We're not going to be dancing around.
You guys have also done, and you started doing this quite a few years ago, some streaming concerts.
Yes.
Live online events, and thankfully technology's coming around to make these better and better almost by the year.
Yeah, true.
Who discovered that, and have you managed to turn that into something lucrative for you guys?
It has been very lucrative, I must say, and we're really grateful for it. Depending on the venue and depending on their internet connection, the show is streaming in more clarity.
Yeah,
than
and
others.
The sound is better
and
if
the sound
it's going
is
through
better.
A board.
And it actually matches the movement of
exactly.
your mouth. And
yeah.
your
occasionally. Yeah.
yeah.
We like when that happens. And we are going to be doing a special one for the release. We haven't decided on the date yet, but sometime in March we will do a live streaming, and we're going to do it early enough so East Coast friends can watch as well.
Cool. And you'll send the information on that out through your newsletter?
Yes.
So if people want information, they should sign up for that on your website, gypsysoul.com.
Which is actually changing, by the way, on February 15th. I've built an entirely new website.
Roman Morikit and Solette Swan are my guests today. It's Gypsy Soul live in the JPR studios. The new record is called True, gypsysoul.com, soon to be the new improved gypsysoul.com is their web address. You have one more for us?
We do. This is kind of a love song. It's you ask where some of our inspirations come. If anybody's seen that movie Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow, where one decision gets her one set of results and another decision that day gets her a different set of results. And this is about really having faith that the love of your life is somewhere out there, even if they are 6,000 miles away.
Hungry all your life, never needing love to survive. But I know love will always win. It's gonna see you through the end. And how did you know what your heart wouldn't show us the love you were saving for me? You just went along with your days and songs, never knowing you were righting wrongs, looking for a reason to believe. All of my life I waited to find someone like you. In the blink of an eye, 6,000 miles, you were dreaming too. Well, they say love is many things, but those who speak can only dream. Love's a blessing and fear's a curse. I'll take you, honey, for better or worse. And how did you know what your heart wouldn't show was the love you were saving for me? And love is a candle in the dark, ancient flame from a sacred spark, a light to read the story of my heart, the story of my heart. All of my life I waited to find someone like you. In the blink of an eye, 6,000 miles you were dreaming too. Show us the love you were saying. dark, an ancient flame from a sacred spark, a light to read the story in my heart. Love is a work of fine art, an X on the floor when you lost your mark, a crooked little path straight to my heart, straight to my heart. And all of my life I waited to find someone like you. In the blink of an eye, 6,000 miles, you were dreaming too.
That is 6,000 Miles. It's music from the brand new record called True from Gypsy Soul. Celeste Swan and Roman Morikit are my guests today live in the JPR studios. Information on the new record and upcoming shows at gypsysoul.com. Celeste, Roman, it's good to see you again. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks so much for having us. We appreciate it.